Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so we're about to start texting for Lily here. This could be a slam dunk, okay? Because Lily said she's had this repairman coming to the house over and over and over again. She's starting to feel a chemistry. She's attracted to him. The plus is that she's got these security cameras in her house, and she's checking the house while the repairman's there, and he's playing with the dog, and he's just being adorable. So she wants to take her shot with this guy, and she's just nervous to do it. She's never done this before.
He's finished with the job. He has since left. And I wouldn't expect him to make a move because that would be unprofessional.
Yeah, because she might be uncomfortable. I mean, he obviously wasn't going to make a pass at her in her own home and risk losing this job. So now it's her time to make the move.
Shoot a shoot.
All right. So you have reached out to him before, obviously, when you have jobs around the house, right?
Well, this is the first time I hired him, but I have his number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If somebody's going to be in your house doing extended work, you're going to have their cell.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So do you think we test his level of interest immediately just by saying, hey, whatever his name is, it's Lily, just to see if he even knows, like, her name and we're in the same zip code?
That's a good start.
You think?
What if we went at this, like, a kind of cute, very forward way and said, hey, you know, this is Lily. I have an issue that I need you to fix. And so he'll be like, what's the job? And she can be like, taking me on a date. Like, that's the issue that she needs him to fix.
Or the issue is, I have nothing on my schedule on Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. I need you to fix. So he's going to think she's hitting him up for work. Mm-hmm. And then that's a way, too, for him to be like, hey, Lily, or Lily who? And if he's like, Lily who? She can be like, oh, I have a light bulb that needs changing. Lily Tomlinson or whatever her name is.
Or you can also, another way to be coy about it is like, oh, you forgot something here. And he'll be like, what? And she can be like, you forgot to ask me out on a date.
Oh! I like it.
I do like that.
Let's do it.
How about, I'm about to give you a review online. Do you want 5 stars?
No.
I want 5 inches.
Only 5 inches.
Better come more with more than that.
Wow. Dream bigger.
All right, Lily, any of these piquing your interest, my dear?
I don't want to come across creepy, but I like that. Like, you left something here.
Okay.
You left
yes.
behind asking me out. Like, that one was cute.
Okay.
Right. Guys love creepy, by the way.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for years.
Yeah. So you don't have to use his real name. What name would you like to use for him?
Jonathan.
Okay. Hey, Jonathan. Okay. It's Lily. Thanks again for the great work in my kitchen. Period. However, comma, you did forget something. Dot dot. Should we do a dot, dot, dot?
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
I like it too. It's a little cryptic. I know. Dot, dot, dots are seductive. Dots. Dots, dots, dots. Dots, dots, dots.
Dots, dots, dots.
You were early, Abby. I ruined that one.
Oh, God, I sent it.
Did you send that? Okay.
Okay.
So I just Googled and what came up was 10 funny pickup lines for the hot repairman in your life.
Okay.
You
guys ready? I'm ready.
Are you ready for number one? Well, these are not good. You can polish my concrete whenever you want.
You don't polish concrete, do you?
Look, it's not my life.
Yeah, you do if you have it like basement floors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's dumb, though.
My drain's clogged. Want to help me snake it?
That's not all sexy.
Right. How about spackle my hole? I'll take that one.
I made sure to mow my lawn so you can lay all the pipe you want.
Oh, wow.
These are terrible. Whoops, it looks like I've got a stripped screw. Want to help me pry it loose?
What the hell does that even mean?
I mean, what would be better is like, hey, can I get a peek at your caulk?
This one is terrible. Listen to this one. This is terrible. You can unclog my septic tank any day.
Nothing sexy about that.
How about, do you got a drill? I'm ready to get screwed.
Instead of strip screws.
Better than anything else we've heard.
It's more strip screw.
Hammer me the way you hammered those stubborn joints into place.
It's too weird.
Who is writing these?
hammer me.
Like, I mean, hammer me like you hammered that nail.
You make me wetter than a new can of sealant.
That one's funny. All right, what you got, Lily? What you got?
Okay, he wrote, "Hey, Lily, what did I forget? I've got some time at the end of the week to make any final corrections. Will that be okay? I mean, next week."
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. All right.
Yes.
Nice little setup right there.
I think you got to circle back. You know what you forgot? Question mark. And then,
okay.
And then the line.
Okay. You know what you forgot? Question mark.
You know what you forgot? Okay.
You forgot to ask me out on a date. Or do we just say you forgot to ask me out?
Ask me out.
Ask me out.
You forgot to ask me out.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can I do a winky face or something?
Yes.
Ooh.
Next week is fine.
Is that too cheesy?
No. And don't hit send yet. And be like, okay. Conveniently, I'm available next week too. Ooh, yes.
I want you to screw me like you screw in a light bulb.
Oh, God.
Please don't put that.
Okay. Conveniently.
Comma.
What?
Conveniently, okay, comma. I'm available next week too.
And I'm ready for you to spackle my hole.
Don't you dare. Who are you?
I want you to make me wetter than your sealant.
I hate this so much.
Please show me your call. Is this too forward?
Nah.
We're already here.
Yeah, no. We'll be good.
I mean, my husband's a good handyman. If you lose this one, you can borrow him.
You sure you want to send him into the dragon
den? For which part?
Yeah.
All right.
Send it.
Send it.
Send it.
What if he cock blocks her?
Want to play carpenter? First we get hammered, then I'll nail you.
That one's funny.
I have a job for you, but it blows.
That one's good.
Oh, okay. You brought me back.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, ooh.
Right. Okay, here we go.
All right, say it with confidence, yeah. Lily. Say it with confidence.
Okay, it's actually really cute. He wrote, "Oh, didn't see that on the original proposal."
He's into it.
Something about we got fine print. You didn't read the fine print.
Oh, that's cute.
Come on now.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, just on that. You must not have read the fine print.
Is that all?
Now that's it. We're done. We're going to match energy. Okay. It's time for him to step up and seal the deal.
Let you seal the deal.
Do you think I'm expecting him to ask me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Lily. Yes. Or not. He needs to accept your invitation.
You put the ball in his court.
Okay. I mean, you've spelled it out. You wrote a roadmap for the guy. You're like, hey, you forgot to ask me out, and he flirts, and you flirted back. At this point,
you did the heavy lifting.
Okay. Oh, he's typing.
You better be. You know what we could use here? You know how you wanted to use that song for hold music? We can use it for texting to your music game.
Oh, yeah.
Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo, zooby, zoo.
Oh, okay. Okay. He wrote, "I suppose you were right. I did not read the fine print. I pride myself on attention to detail, so this must be fixed."
Okay.
So
yes.
This must be fixed.
Yes.
Yay.
All right. Then we're putting the ball. You just say name the time and place, and I'll be there.
That's nice, because I would have just written back, "So fix it."
Okay. There you go. Hold on a second. Lily, go. Name the time and place, and we'll fix this.
There you
Boom.
Go.
Boom. Teamwork.
Yes.
And we'll fix it.
Lily's getting laid.
Yes.
Lily's getting laid.
Hey.
Lily's getting laid. Lily's getting laid. Actually, Lily, you're getting laid for all of us right now, so thank you very much.
Okay.
Gonna go home to my cock.
Oh,
sorry, that was too much.
Okay, he wrote, "Saturday night, can I pick you up? I happen to know where you live."
Yay!
Bam! All right, we'll exit here. You got this,
right? You got this, girl.
Okay, Lily.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Start shaving. Get that good underwear ready.
Start
Go
shaving
time.
Now.
Hey, Lily. See you now.
Bye.
I ain't gonna work is done here, people.
Oh, that was fun.
Our work is done.
God, we needed one of those so bad.
You're on The Burt Show.